Item 16.2. Notice of motion by Sophie Galbally. Notice of motion number 4-2016. Councillor Galbally.
Yes, I'd like to note, I've got an amended notice of motion that I'd like to bring forward. Shall I read it?
Read your motion.
That Council requests the Minister for Planning to amend Clause 57 of the Victorian Planning Provisions to allow lawfully established function centres and restaurants to have more than the permitted number of patrons on site for up to 3 community events per calendar year, subject to the consent of the responsible authority.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Kleiner. Councillor Galbally.
In the preamble that I sent to my fellow councillors, and I noticed it's also printed out, the catalyst to this motion was the fact that the community of Warrandyte had organised a fireball to be held at Warrandyte's Olive Vineyard to raise $100,000 for the combined areas CFA groups. And what they wanted to raise was $100,000, and that was to, for a van or a truck of some sort, I'm not sure which, to be shared between the Wonga Park CFA, Warrandyte North and South, and Central Warrandyte CFAs. They came to a problem with when they approached council for a permit, because Olive Vineyard, like many of our restaurants in this area, sits in the Green Wedge, which is also rural conservation zone. Now, council did try and find, our council officers did try and find a loophole that might permit this once-off event, considering that the capacity could be maintained at and could actually hold the 300 that was required to enable this community group to raise the money. So, but what in conversation with the State Planning Minister's Office, it became apparent that it's actually under the Clause 57 of the State Planning Framework that forbids more than 150 patrons at any given time, and that there was just no time for an amendment to be made for this particular event. So thus we have this amendment. Now, within the Green Wedge, we've got quite a few restaurants and we've got function centres, and for them to be economically viable, they actually need to be able to provide more than 150 capacity in most times. But to allow for the particular events that are community-based for the good of all in my community, I believe that there should be room for movement and for an amendment to be requested in this Clause 57 that would allow such events to occur. Now, since we were also hit with the rate capping, that sort of limits the funds that Council can actually provide to a lot of community groups, be they CFAs, be they football clubs, all these different clubs and community groups that need funding at different times, and this is one way that we can actually assist them without actually handing over money. We can actually assist them in the process of fundraising for their own uses. There have been many church events and different dinners that have focused on raising money for different good community events groups that are thwarted and have to go outside of our area. Within Manningham City Council, we do not have the capacity to hold these events. So all of our good-meaning, community-minded people who want to support their local groups and clubs have to go outside of the area, thus taking the economy away with them.
1 minute.
By writing to the State Minister's office and asking for this amendment, what we'll be doing is we're looking into the future where it'll take a while, so it's obviously not going to be in time for the FIBLE. They've already got into the CBD for their function. So a big hike for the Warrandyttians, I would say. But we have to look on how we can, as council, promote tourism and the local economy into the future. And we've got a lot of beautiful restaurants and function centres in our metropolitan Greenwich. And what we're limited by is the state planning policy framework, which is the clause 57, which limits it to 150 patrons. If we can have some sort of leeway there, it would be to the betterment of all of Manningham. Thank you. No, hope your support.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Kleiner. Thank you. Do I have a speaker against the motion?
Can I ask a question?
Please do, Councillor.
What criteria would officers use when considering functions for community events in the Greenwich?
Well, the criteria ultimately be set by council if we were going to be delegated the responsibility for assessing these types of things. At the moment, you can't do that full stop. So the criteria would have to be established so they were meaningful. But I guess we would be looking for an effects-based approach. So if there was capacity in terms of car parking, traffic, those types of issues, on-site waste management, they're the types of things that we'd need to be considering, as well as the noise and amenity impacts. But again, those sort of criteria would have to be set in due course if the state government was willing to contemplate an amendment to the clause.
Mm-hmm. Safety and risk.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'd like to speak against the motion. I have concerns from an emergency management perspective, and particularly, as I know that Councillor Galbally was looking at one event at Olivinia, it's down a very, very narrow road, and if, God forbid, anything were to happen, I shudder to think how we would get 350 people out of there. So from just a safety issue for our community, I can't see how we could go ahead with something like that. I do see that there are some venues within Manningham that are closer to main roads, and I don't want to go naming them because I don't think this is a place to sort of be publicising businesses, but I'm sure my fellow councillors would know of a couple that we've had functions at recently where they are on main roads where they probably could get people away more quickly. My big concern is these rules have been set there for a reason, and we would need to consider it very, very carefully before we went ahead with that. And I would also like to say that I established before we came into the meeting that we have a really good function. I mean, I know we have a really good function centre upstairs, which can accommodate up to 400 people. That was told to me by officers tonight. So we do have a function centre here in Manningham where we wouldn't have to worry about putting any of our community at risk, where people could raise money. I'm not against community groups wanting to have functions and raise money, but I am concerned for the safety of people who attend these functions, and that would be my concern. If the function centre is built for 150 people, then it doesn't have the parking and all the other requirements for those. So I think it is a very difficult question.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have a speaker for the motion?
Mr. Mayor.
Councillor O'Brien.
Mr. Mayor, I think this motion is very clear. It is not just one function centre. It is not one function centre. Let me read what it says. It is not one function centre. It is to allow lawful, established function centres and restaurants to have the permitted numbers. We are not talking about one function centre. We are not boxing them in to one centre upstairs. This is about the opportunity and the flexibility of having a community organisation groups, call it what you like, Mr. Mayor, call it what you like. But for them to have it at whatever location they want, provided it meets the requirements under the planning scheme, which this motion is seeking to amend. So I think it's a great motion. I'm supporting it because it's just not boxing us in to one centre.
Thank you, Councillor. Do I have any other speakers against the motion? Councillor Galbally.
Look, there's a couple of points that Councillor Downey got wrong.
Excuse me, Councillor, please refrain from naming councillors and just speak to your motion.
Okay, all right. Okay, it was mentioned that this function was built for 150 people. No function place that I know of was built specifically for 150. The number 150 was plucked from absolutely nowhere. There doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason why that number was plucked, but I'm sure in due course, when it is being reviewed, that it'll be worked out. And please, when I mentioned Olivinia, I also mentioned the fact that that was the catalyst what brought me to this issue. And it was, I was brought into this issue because of this fireball. I was at the fireball at this function centre or restaurant 2 years ago, it accommodated it very well. As far as fire management, the chief of CFA was there, like about nearly every other CFA person was present. And I think we had emergency services well and truly covered, thank you. Also, there might be one public road into that area, but there's actually another exit road at the other end that meets up with Johansson Road. So, but aside from those points, when an application is put through to council for any future events, the risk management would come under the requirements. That is one thing that they would be tested on. So they would have to cover all that, they would have to cover the parking, they would have to cover the fact that these buildings can actually accommodate that number, and in what aspect. And so I think that's about it, and I think it's something that I hope you will support. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor.
Does that mean we can have sort of one?
I'll now put the motion. Those for the motion. Those against. That's carried.
Division.
A division has been called by Councillor Galbally. Will all those supporting the motion please indicate their support? Councillor Haynes, Councillor O'Brien, Councillor Griffith-Christopoulos, Councillor Downey, Councillor Gough, Councillor Kleinert, Councillor Galbally, and Councillor McLeish. Those against, there being none, that motion is passed unanimously. Item 17, questions from the public. Mr. CEO, do we have any written questions from the public?
Mr. Mayor, there are no written questions from the public.
Thank you. Item 18, questions without notice from councillors. Councillor Haynes.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Is the Mayor aware that Jackson Court Post Office was moved in the last month? About a month ago we were informed that it was being moved to Jackson Court off Doncaster Road, and it is now a much better post office. But unfortunately, from years ago when I saw it moved from Jackson Court up to Doncaster Road, they moved the post office box as well. And Australia Post has said they're going to move the post office box and haven't yet. I have been advised by different people on the street for different reasons that they've all come up with different theories, and the Australia Post office box that's sitting on Doncaster Road does need to be moved down to Jackson Court in front of the post office. Anyone that goes to the post office, there is no way to post mail. It is quite difficult. You have to wait in a queue and request where is it going to go, and at night when the post office is closed, there's nowhere to be. So is the Mayor aware that it's quite difficult for all people to be posting mail there at the moment? And though it isn't something that Council has put in place, it is suggested that we may be able to, as a council, request through Australia Post to get their act together and to move this post office box so we can post mail at the post office?
Thank you, Councillor. I wasn't aware of this particular problem and I'm happy to undertake with the support of the officers to write a letter asking them to expedite the matter.
Thank you, Mr Mayor.
Councillor O'Brien.
Mr Mayor, just following up from that, I have actually written to Australia Post seeking that we have an express post box put outside. That is actually underway at the moment. It's been with Australia Post now for about 2.5 months, and a follow-up with Australia Post is that it's still being looked into. I too share Councillor Haynes' concerns about not having a post box there. I am told that once the footpaths are done, that Australia Post would relocate that. So I guess it's my question is to Mr Harrison, is when will the footpaths be done in that section of Jackson Court that will get that red box there and hopefully an express post box as well?
Take that one on notice, Mr.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you, Mr. Harrison. Councillor Griffith-Gastopoulos.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Are you aware that one of our executive assistants recently had a baby boy, Robin Clawson? Safe arrival of Harry John Clawson. We wish him all well.
Oh, thank you, Councillor Griffith-Gastopoulos, for sharing that. That is good news.
Harry?
Best wishes from all of us, I'm sure. Councillor Downey.
Is the Mayor aware that recently the Donvale Football Club had a Ladies' Day function to raise some money for Doncare? They were successful in raising $500. It was a really good function. It was wonderful to see a club which a couple of years ago was really struggling has come together and is not just looking after themselves but is looking after issues pertaining to women particularly. They were particularly interested in violence against women and I'd like to commend the football club for that.
Thank you, Councillor Downey. I wasn't aware of that. Thank you for sharing that with us.
And I've got another one, Mr. Mayor. Is the Mayor aware that recently Leader Newspapers held a selling houses function which was addressed by, with the keynote speaker being Andrew Winter, and one of the most out of all the things that he said, and I can't remember all of them, but one of the really interesting things that he said was that Warrandyte was one of the fastest moving regions for areas for selling property. And I guess living in Mullum Mullum, we know that Warrandyte is indeed a wonderful area and the houses do move quickly.
Thank you, Councillor Downey. I wasn't aware of that. Councillor Goff.
No, Mr. Mayor, I know that you're very aware.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Kleinert. Councillor Galmoli. Excellent. Item 19, confidential reports. Mr CEO.
There are no confidential reports.
Thank you, Mr CEO. In that case, ladies and gentlemen, I declare the meeting closed.